You're tuned in to Katie Baxter on University Radio Nottingham, and today I am joined by amazing singer-songwriter Sam Fender.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Can you, just to start us off, can you describe a little bit about the type of music that you create and your sound?
It's just, I'd say, just singer-songwriter, but like a little bit more kind of Indian alternative. Don't know, give it a listen. It's a hard one to say that, isn't it? Everyone asks you, what is it? And then you're just kind of like, you're always kind of stuck in between a few genres. But I'll just say like alternative indie singer-songwriter.
That is the reason why I asked you, because I was going to say like something about your genre, but I really struggle to pin it down.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting sound though. So.
Thank you.
How did you start out in the industry? I know you got spotted in a pub, which is pretty cool. How did that all come about?
Yeah, I was just at the worst barman ever. I was like, just kind of after A-levels. And then working in a pub, and then this guy just walked in. He was like really messed up, drunk, and like, because he'd been celebrating because these other artists had done quite well. And then my manager in the pub at the time told me to get my guitar out and play, so I did. And then we swapped numbers, and then here we are a couple of years later. So yeah, it's good.
That's really, really cool story. And I know that you've been touring with a few other people recently. I think Vant and Declan McKenna.
Yeah, and Declan McKenna, yeah.
Have you got your own tour coming up?
We're going to have one eventually, I think, but we just haven't got anything set in stone. But I think early next year sometime, we'll probably start doing some... We've thought about it, haven't we? So, yeah, probably sometime next year, but I haven't got anything set in stone, so...
Cool. So look out for that then.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll come to Nottingham.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Cool. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the fact that you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
How do you go about writing a song? Do you write about your own experiences? Do you write about things that you see? What do you go for?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of... I tend to write a lot about other people or things that I see, because I think you can be a hell of a lot more honest when you write about someone else. Because if I was to be honest about myself, like, probably, like, wouldn't want to actually tell people. it's just kind of... It's pretty self-explanatory. I just kind of write about... what's in front of me, so yeah, nothing too profound.
Have you got like a favorite lyric that you've written or a favorite lyric of someone else?
That's a question I've never that's a really hard one. I don't know. I haven't got a favorite lyric.
Probably written so
there's,
much
there's a lot of there's a lot of like I kind of I like set songs. I've got like favorite songs and things like that, and I'd say out of our stuff, I don't know, I'm quite proud of ones that aren't out yet, so I'm not going to even say, but a couple of Smith songs, I'm pretty thinking, and there's like a couple of like classic Bruce Springsteen songs, which like Racing in the Street, that's like lyrically a really good song.
But, yeah. Do you write a lot that kind of never sees the light of day, or do you tend to write something and then build on that until it's good enough?
All the time. There's always stuff that never sees the light of day, but there's like the stuff that sits in the back and sometimes resurfaces and you'll bring it out later. But I mean, we're sitting on loads of, I'm sitting on about 40 songs or something at the moment, which I'm kind of deciding, I'm trying to sift through to figure out what we're going to make an album with. But there's always stuff there.
Cool. And I know that obviously you write a lot, we've talked about that. Are you also quite involved with the production of your music? I've seen some kind of crazy Instagram videos of you, what kind of looks like you're just sat in a big shed with a load of equipment.
Yeah.
Are you involved with all of that side of it as well? Or?
Yeah, well, I record all my own stuff, but like, it's not me that actually does the production. It's my close friend, Bramwell Bronte, and he's a really good producer, but we just kind of... we do it like guerrilla all over. We do it either in my mom's flat or something, or like in a shed. it's happened really organically. Like we've not gone to like a big studio or anything like that. But no, it's not me that does the producing it. But yeah, I do record in sheds and stuff.
That's pretty cool. And obviously, if it's a close friend, I guess you're still very involved with the step-by-step kind of, like that, don't like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely the boss. I'm a control freak when it comes to, like, making the actual tracks. I do struggle. But he's great for that because he understands that he's handling someone else's baby, you know what I mean? I think that's what a good producer does.
I think that comes across a lot with your sound because it is such an authentic sound. I don't really feel like that could be created if you were just kind of handing it over to a big kind of, I don't know how to describe it, big record label, I suppose. But
thank you.
What's been your favourite gig you've played? I know you've done a lot of smaller ones. You mentioned playing in pubs and that kind of thing, but I know you've also played a few festivals.
Yeah.
Have you had a highlight, or is there a favourite type of gig, smaller, bigger? What do you prefer?
I think for me, the gigs are all about the crowd, so just if your crowd's amazing, then that'll make the night. So I think we've had a couple of really good shows. Like, we had our first ever headline hometown show in Newcastle was really, really good. That was pretty scary, because it was nice to be home as well. But then there's been other ones. There's like Paris was really good with Declan McKenna. That was insane, because it was the last night of the tour, so everyone was just kind of like really loose and kind of was ready to have a little bit of a party. And then various other ones, certain festivals, Boardmasters, that was wicked. That was a really good show.
It must be mad to just like turn up in Paris and be like, I'm gonna play here tonight. I honestly can't imagine that.
Yeah, it's crackers.
You've got a new single out, I believe.
Yes.
Start Again.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, what the song's about?
Yeah, it's without sounding like pretentious or anything, it's just kind of it's a song about human nature, I guess, and just how we've been in the last 200 years. So yeah, it's just kind of about that, but without, I don't want to sound like too like, it's not, no, not no, it's not it's, really that, it's not mega profound, it's just kind of, it's very straight up.
It's good to write about things that mean something to you. Yeah, it's good to write about things that I don't think it's pretentious.
No, it's pretty straightforward, like self-explanatory, but yeah, give it a go.
Cool. And just to kind of round us off, I've organised something a little bit silly. I know you've got a song called Millennial.
Yeah.
That's one of my favourite songs that you've done. So I've written a short millennial quiz.
All right, okay.
So what was the last emoji that you used?
The praise hands.
Like it. Bebo or MySpace?
Oh, man, I had both. And Bebo was rad. I loved
Bebo, like the skins, and you could put like the songs on.
And you had your other half.
Yeah,
and
share the love.
Oh my God, you just threw back there, MySpace was, yeah, I think I'm going to go for, because MySpace, I was just kind of like, I had like my music on it and it was really, but Bebo was the one, I think.
I agree, I'm glad you said that. Tinder, yay or nay?
It's just kind of like, I don't know, it's like, nah, I'm I don't know, it's like sifting through a blooming U-bend looking for a wedding ring, you know what I mean? It's not very good. It's not very good.
Okay, and the last one. For me, I think this is the most difficult question on here. I would really struggle with this, and I'm an English student. How do you spell millennial?
Oh, Jesus, mate. Don't ask us that. It's, I don't know if it's... I'm not even going to bother, mate, because I think I'm going to... I'll double a letter that you're not supposed to write. I'm just not going to bother, mate. Have you got it written down
I've
there?
I've got it written down, yeah, because I'm not confident that I would know it otherwise.
Ah. Oh. I can't believe you've just done this. I've wrote a song called Millennial and I can't even spell the bloody word. I'm not even going to bother. I'm just in case I get it wrong.
Well, thanks for doing that quiz. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today, and best of luck with the rest of your stuff.